I feel jaded, suddenly pissed off and completely lacking in motivation. I'm so fed up I spent yesterday helping the missus pack the cases for Tenerife, and we don't go for another 2 weeks and 3 days. How's that for humdrum? I recall when I first began work on Voices how the ideas flowed and carried the writing along. The ideas haven't dried up, I just can't get them out of the starting blocks. I've started Voices too. I've made some headway on a short book entitled How to Write Horror. I have plans for another non-fiction work along a similar lines entitled How to Write Humour. Flatcap's Guide to Marriage is another possibility, but all I can really come up with are excuses. Like pain. I'm arthritic, and I'm also suffering a problem which could be anything from minor damage to the femoral nerve, clear through to fibromyalgia, or even idiopathic neuropathy. All of which means it hurts. But it doesn't hurt me typing fingers or my brain, and I have ways of switching pain off. Years ago I trained as a hypnotist to help beat it. And talking of hypnotism reminds me of another title on the drawing board calling for my attention. Sex and Hypnosis. How to Enhance Your Fornication Using Hypnotic Techniques. There's a winner, or I never saw one. But I got about 3,000 words in and it fell victim to the dreaded boredom. Does every writer suffer from this can't-be-arsed syndrome? A recently found fellow scribe, Don Booker, has a similar cynical overview as me. He looks around this world and thinks, what a bloody awful place. But he carries on writing, even if it's only blog posts and revising his upcoming novel, the title of which is either It's What You Leave Behind or Booker's World. He hasn't yet decided. Others have a more upbeat view and carry on writing. Graham Storr, for example. The pre-release audio version of his novel Time Splash, a time travel thriller with a difference, has just become available on Big Bad Media. Following up on my 15 minutes of fame, thanks to Smashwords chief Mark Coker, I noticed that many writers, Mark included, view the future with optimism, particularly when they're talking about e-books. I wish I could. But if I found anything pleasant out there, it would probably stop me altogether. I don't know that I would need to escape to my own private universe if I had everything I needed in this one. And in the meantime, I sit here staring at a blank dock on the monitor, not a sound to disturb my concentration bar the ticking of the clock. I'll pawn the damn thing tomorrow. It's getting on me wick.